KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have mostly clear skies and 47 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today. A high of 75 with winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Fair to partly cloudy tonight, a low of 45. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Atlantic Rising, along with Atlantic Parks and Rec, will host an Easter event at Sunnyside Park this morning from 9 until 11 a.m. Located at the Kitty Corral, children will have the opportunity to take a socially distanced picture with the Easter Bunny and receive a goodie bag, and that'll include coupons and eggs filled with candy. Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling will have a pop stand in the park to provide a free refreshment to all in attendance. The event is being held in conjunction with Atlantic Parks and Rec's second annual Easter Egg Hunt, or Easter Egg Cruise, it is. Residents are encouraged to cruise Sunnyside Park and vote for their favorite decorated egg. The winner of the contest will be announced on the Atlantic Parks and Rec and Atlantic Chamber of Commerce's Facebook pages. Parks and Rec Director Brian Rasmussen said while the voting takes place today, the eggs will be left up all weekend for anyone who'd like to drive through the park and see them. He said that there will also be some golden eggs hidden throughout the park, where you can go on a scavenger hunt and figure out what words are displayed. The Ottawa County Sheriff's Office on Friday reported four recent arrests. On March 27, 38-year-old Tina Humlechek of Exira was arrested on a charge of domestic abuse assault. She appeared before the magistrate the next morning and was released. Those charges stem from an incident that occurred on March 25th. 32-year-old James Humlechek of Exira was also arrested March 27th for domestic abuse assault. Second offense. He appeared before the magistrate the next morning and also was released, and his charges stem from the incident that occurred on March the 27th. On March 28th, 18-year-old Javen Blatt of Audubon was arrested on a charge of operating while intoxicated, first offense. Blatt was released on his own recognizance and appeared before the magistrate at a later date. His charge stems from a traffic stop in the area of Lark Avenue and 220th Street in Audubon County. And on March 30th, 28-year-old Skyler Knudsen of Coon Rapids was arrested on a charge of operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, first offense. Knudsen was released on his own recognizance and is scheduled to appear before the magistrate at a later date. His charge stems from a traffic stop in the 2600 block of 190th Street in Audubon County. Council Bluffs residents and interstate travelers will soon notice construction activities beginning near the Interstate 29 I-480 West Broadway system interchange. There will be planned temporary overnight and long-term closures occurring throughout the next week. Closures will be occurring in the interstate and local roadways. Detours will be provided. All dates and events may change due to weather and field conditions. Now, long-term closures through late 2021 include on Monday, April 5th, 37th Street between 2nd and 9th Avenues will be closing at 6 a.m. Nearby residents and local traffic should plan ahead and utilize an alternate route. Access will be maintained at Dodge Riverside Drive and 2nd Avenue in Council Bluffs. Access will reopen later this year once the new frontage road system has been constructed. Also on Wednesday, April 7th, the contractor anticipates closing Service Road B between 9th and 2nd Avenues at 6 a.m. Nearby residents and local traffic should plan ahead and again use an alternate route. Access will be maintained at 35th Street, and access will reopen later this year once the new frontage road system has been constructed. Now, there are also some temporary overnight closures beginning Sunday night, April 4th. I-29 southbound will be closed between 16th and 25th Streets from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. On Monday evening, April 5th, there will be a temporary closure at the I-29 southbound ramp onto 9th and Nebraska Avenues between 10 and 6 a.m. And on Tuesday, April 6th and Wednesday, April 7th, Nebraska Avenue will be closed between the interstate ramps from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. A pavement resurfacing project on Iowa Highway 39 from U.S. 59 to Avenue C in Denison will require closing the roadway to traffic beginning on Friday, April 9th, and lasting until Monday, April 26th, weather permitting, according to the Iowa DOT's District 3 office. During the project, motorists will be detoured around the work zone by using U.S. 59, Arrowhead Road, and Avenue C. The Iowa 39 detour will start on Friday to complete milling work. The detour will then be removed for the weekend and put back into place on Monday, April 12th, so crews can complete the widening part of the project. Once that's completed, the detour will be removed once again. On Monday, April 26th, the detour will be back in place so crews can complete the work between U.S. 59 and Avenue C. Extreme drought conditions are reported in parts of four northwest Iowa counties. In Thursday's latest updated drought monitor from the University of Nebraska, the USDA, and the National Weather Service, severe drought is reported in another dozen northwest Iowa counties, including Dickinson County, which is home to the Iowa Great Lakes. The dry conditions almost derailed an annual fundraiser by the Iowa Great Lakes Rotary Club. The club puts on a car on the ice of West Lake Okoboji and sells raffle tickets with dates and times. The winner is determined based on when a clock in the car stops because the car is dropped through the ice and the clock is submerged in the water. Leo Kofoot is the club's president.
The water is extremely low this year, 20 to 30 inches down, and the clock just made it under the water because it's attached to the underside of the roof above the driver's seat. The roof was exposed the whole time, but the clock evidently got just low enough so they got in the water and stopped the time when it went in.
Kofoot says he's never seen the lake level so low. The car, by the way, is retrieved from the lake by a towing company and reused for the next year's fundraiser. In 2017, warm winter, the car clock stopped when it went underwater in late February. In 2018, the ice held on West Lake Okoboji until late April, and the timing of this year's break in the ice happened within 7 hours of winter turning to spring. Iowa State University says it plans to review its policies and procedures for 55 school sports clubs following the recent drownings of two members of the student crew club. The university said in a news release on Thursday that it will also create the position of sport club safety officer to work with the clubs. School sports clubs are largely outside of university control. Sophomore Yaakov Ben-David of Washington, D.C. and Derek Nanny of Normal, Illinois drowned when their boat capsized at Little Wall Lake last Sunday. The crew club only recently introduced a mandatory swim test for its crew members. And a former state legislator from Garner has died who was acquitted of sexually assaulting his wife in a nursing home. Bob Fisher reports.
Henry Rahon served in the Iowa House from 1997 to 2014. A month after her death in 2014, Rahons was accused of sexually abusing his wife, Donna. Donna was an Alzheimer's patient at a nursing home, but doctors having previously told him that her dementia made her no longer able to consent. Prosecutors and Donna's daughters from a previous marriage accused him of having sex with her. As the case was watched across the nation due to the difficult questions it raised about a woman's ability to consent to sex while suffering from Alzheimer's disease, Hancock County jury found him not guilty of the charge in May 2015. Rahons died at the age of 84 on Thursday at his home. Bob Fisher, Garner.
I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.